You say they think they're gonna have the stuff by 4 o'clock, we told you that.
Well, that was actually.
I think you know what this gets down to. I'm just saying, we want to rush the board, these people, cores and pumps, the needs of these people, as little as they can, and won't give it to the president. The only way that they will get out is just to be better for us.
Now, hey, please.
Well, I totally let Sam dash Garmin and I dash it. I love it. It's rather than squirm today on the phone. Garmin is effective as hell. I mean, in a setting like that. Garmin had dash decrying the press, apologizing, pressing it off of Sam. Damon Lentz, if you're investigating your staff, we,
Aye. Did you get the helmsman yet? Walter? He just stays tight. He stays tight on it. Well, it's an issue, but I think we just, that issue we will fight on. Don't you agree on? Yeah, on those. What notes has John gone over? All notes or whatever.
Expressing concern, great about the investigation.
Yeah.
set up.
I hope so.
Based on that conversation. By everyone. That we're going to have to take a careful look at this thing. Well, I'm talking about everyone in their testimony, said the president. Now, we're operating on the theory. I trust these men, and they're dedicated and loyal.
Right.
We're operating on a theory, which could be a fatal theory. That individuals are going to stand up and protect the presidents. Better start thinking about the other side of that.
Which is
that these men and their testimony, their own independent testimony, in order to protect themselves.
I heard the president.
Do not weave the story that's going to backfire on the president. You look at the innuendo of the circumstance. You look at the men that have been involved in this. Take it down the line.
Like
Burgers, like McCords,
Mitchell. What are they doing?
Mitchell, they involve you. You can't involve you. But I'm talking about the business, perhaps.
Dean, sure.
And
Pendulum, you're right.
Rogers, not involving you. I'm not saying that they seek out, they set out to involve the presidency, but by the testimony they give. The Walter versus Erdogan Holder, the Helms versus Erdogan Holder. You see, that type of conflicting testimony, this gets to the point I was making, I think. It gets to the point I was trying to make earlier, behind the walls and what it's more. If I were an investigator, sitting up on the hill or in the grand jury, there's Walter. And there's conflicting testimony as to what those meetings were about, converting all of the people and so forth. That does not, that in itself tends to move against the president's
interest. That's what we're going to be true on this when the hearing comes. We'll be out there. We'll be out there. The president will know.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't say that to pose any concern about it.
I don't know. I know that Colson has sworn to me that he had nothing to do with the job.
He means nothing. He's the only guy I know. I don't want to be very friendly. I've summed him up. I've assessed him. Means nothing. He's the only guy who would fail a lie detector test if he told the truth. Believe me, that's what I'm offering. That's my judgment. I've never said that about any individual to the president.
He did a lot of good things, though. Like
absolutely. The effort, the work that he did in terms of putting together the Senate majority, I told him to his face. It was a brilliant job. Brilliant job.
That's what I used to talk to him about. He was the kind of guy that would never tell you about it. So,
Look, men like Colson are very aggressive. He did an excellent job in terms of the unions and the majority. And if it wasn't for his initiative, I agree with you. A lot of that would not have been done. A lot of the good intentions he did would not have been done. But it's important to know about him from our perspective. But the man on the side of him.
Too bad that Walters had never thought of it. say on that?
You've got a hope.
On that, I just have to say, the men are available to testify. That's why I'm in it.
Why in the hell do people do that now? Not why you want to do something like that, I do now.
And then break them out.
Who knows if someone has done that now?
Now, hang on, let me say, you want this, we have a perfectly good job. It is true, there is classified stuff. I'm right there. Thank you.
I have to go to get sugar. I needed to get my battery recharged. I think that's a Washington story. I don't think that matters. We get out once a week. Thank you. I can get on the phone and talk to my attorney and so forth, but I had a really bad day over there today and I got ready to come in.
I know.
You're right.
We may have to take it for a year. And if we do, we'll just put our facts up and take it and be present. I want to start facing that pressure at the moment. I'm going to wait until there's a night. Let me see the moment there is an indictment. You should say that. The moment there is an indictment. I'd rather purchase that. And I said that. Not a bad guy. It is my share of the truth. I will not comment on this case. Very good. You can't get away with that. Up to a point. They'll say, what about your phone? I'll say, I made a statement. I stand by that statement. I mean, I agree with that. Why yes, there's as few questions as we can and answers as we can. We want to understand that. When the indictments come, I want to walk out there and I want you to nail it and not go beyond it. You know what I mean? Because I've been very good. I'm not sure it's very forthcoming, but I've done my best.
Another basic question. Number one, did I go over in the presentation?
able to up to this point. The White House to respond to these questions. Now, that everybody was a good hand to go out. Every counselor from the Council of the White House. Tell me precisely what I can say regarding charges that have been leveled against the President of the United States.
Against this office.
Against this office. Now, bang. And there'll be answers. And then, there's about a two-sentence thing.
This has been a difficult period for this office.
But I intend to move ahead.
Thank you.